Welcome to Pix Mix. My name is Aaron.
My name is Patricia.
And Patricia, we've going to be digging around in another TV series from the looks of it.
It's long overdue, to be quite honest, because we just finished Monsters at Work. And for those who have been saying, no, we haven't seen Buzz Lightyear of Star Command yet, we will get to it at some point. But we decided to watch this for two reasons. One, because it's going to be connected over to Elemental, which is out in theaters right now. And they actually do have this short that's connected to the series. And two, and something that we mentioned back in Monsters at Work that we wanted to tackle in, and it's very, very short. You can like watch all the episodes with less than an hour. So we decided in honor of the Elemental movie out in theaters right now, and knowing that this was a short that was connected to it, we decided that we were going to tune into Duck Days.
Yeah. So, Duck Days, just as a premise. So, this takes place after the events of Up. So, Carl Fredrickson sells the blimp, and in doing that, he decides to buy a new house, and therefore he lives in the house with Doug. And Doug basically has his own backyard in order to basically play in. It's a long way from Venezuela. I think we can all admit that. But at the end of the day, this is just a bunch of shorts that are basically just going to take on only a certain amount of characters, and so it kind of makes sense to kind of shrink, Doug's world in a way, because he's not some adventure dog anymore. He's not like some kind of minion or anything like that for an antagonist. He is now going to be adapting from being that to basically being a house pet, effectively.
Yeah, and this will be the first time since in Up where, Doug is able to just relax and being able to just have him and Carl together as opposed to him being surrounded by a whole bunch of other dogs out in the jungle looking around for a bird that they can be able to claim. I mean, he's living the domestic life, which he probably has never experienced before. And also for Carl, I mean, this is his first companion since Ellie passed away. So this is a new experience for the both of them.
So I'm trying to recollect on our last Up review, and I think last I remember, I think out of all the characters that we found kind of annoying, I think unfortunately Doug, I think, was probably one of them. And I mean,
Yeah, I mean, we kind of understood what he was. He was a dog that was really excited, and he's just trying to, find the bird so that he can be able to make his owner happy. But, he's kind of like the dog that got the short end of the stick with everything. And we also saw in the Pixmini shorts where we had all the shorts featuring Doug, and that was taking place like around the time when they were trying to search for the bird, but before he met up with Carl, where we kind of like said it was like one of the weaker shorts that we've seen for Pixmini. So yeah, our history with Up has not been a very kind one, to say the least. We thought that the first 10 minutes of Up were brilliant, but then afterwards there was a lot of problems that kind of like weighed the movie a lot, like Russell's motivation, and as like oh, he's this 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 Boy Scout who has all of these badges even though he's not very good at anything. And then Charles Muntz's motivation was just taken way to the extreme, and also with all that kind of stuff that just made the film a little bit weaker than a lot of people kind of like dismiss or overlook, because everything else about the movie was fantastic with the first 10 minutes. So yeah, we even in our top five best and worst Pixar films, Up was in our participation award winner, where it was rated 7 out of 10.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we were pretty, I mean, besides the first 12 minutes, we were pretty underwhelmed by Up in a way. And so, unfortunately, there wasn't really much to, for us, after, the 12 minutes to actually get our teeth sunk into, besides, a couple of, angsty moments and then, a couple of other things. But besides that, there wasn't really much else to kind of, get out of this movie. But so, with that, in that we get introduced to Doug Days. And so we had some, we've been talking about this for actually kind of a while. And for me personally, I had a bit of like, I had, after watching Up, and I had a bit of a, I didn't really like the idea of like Doug being like, the main character of all of this. And I just thought I wasn't really going to enjoy this as much as I like. But surprisingly enough, like, I mean, let's go from episode to episode, and I'll come to a conclusion about
Sure
how I
thing.
feel about this. So the first episode is Squirrel, and we actually get introduced to, like, the antagonist of the show, which is the squirrel, which, was quite a surprise, really. I thought we weren't going to get an antagonist in this kind of thing, because, we've done Pixminis, and we've done like Pixar shorts, quite often. And so it's kind of like not, real to like, we have like, a play around antagonist that we have like for like, if it's need be. But I never actually thought, like, in a million years that, we would have an actual squirrel actually be in one of these, and actually now playing as like the main antagonist of Doug in all of this.
Yeah,
So.
a recurring thing that happens in this series is that Doug is trying to help out Carl around the house, and every single chance he gets, he just kind of messes things up. So, yeah, I mean, we have this situation in this episode where Carl builds a birdhouse. He has to keep an eye on it to preventing other creatures from eating all the seeds. And then a squirrel comes along. He starts eating the seeds because he's able to sneak into it. And then Doug starts barking at it. He makes a whole mess in the garden and he destroys the birdhouse. Even at the end, the squirrel, just loses all of its nuts because Doug lands himself on the tree branch. And then finally, we have, Carl just looking around and see that the place is just a big disaster. And you would think that, okay, we're gonna have, Carl maybe yell at Doug for all the mess that he's doing and saying that he's a bad dog. But no, he actually saying like, I know what you were trying to do. You're a good dog and all that kind of stuff. And Doug feels happy about it. So yeah, I thought that, it went into like various directions that I didn't think that the series was gonna go into.
Yeah, well, I think as a first episode, I think it's a good introduction, I think,
I
to
do
like, Doug
agree.
Days.
And it's only like, what, 8 minutes long?
Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean, the one thing I would say is, I'm sure some people are going to pick us up on this, maybe in the comments, is that, a series should like stand on its own and not have to like, rely like on the previous material. So, like, I mean, you would have to like somewhat been made aware that, they're going on this, adventure beforehand to like, understand, get a full appreciation of like Doug's transition from like, where he was in the movie to where he is now, I
Right.
think. But
I mean,
that could just.
they kind of do play on it a little bit in the intro where you have Doug and Carl selling the blimp, and then with the money, they're able to buy a new house. But yeah, I mean, if you didn't know the context of the movie, you're like, okay, an old guy and a dog have a gigantic blimp. How do they get the blimp? And also, with the new house and then, moving in, it's like, okay, here's Carl and Doug, and here's like little Easter eggs referencing things like Up, like the house with the balloons and Kevin with the three babies. So yeah, I would say, definitely for people who are curious, watch Up first and then watch Doug Days.
So yeah, I think this is a, on top of that as well, like, we get introduced like the second episode. One thing I would pick up is that on every episode they actually repeat the intro, which kind of gives the idea of like, you don't have to like, you can probably like miss like one episode and not realize that, where there is, you've not really missed all that much, really. Like, you get introduced like the idea that he sells the blimp, he finds the house, and then obviously he gets the garden, and then Doug Days begins. So basically we get the
Yeah,
intro like
like for
going.
example, I'm sure for people who are watching Elemental and are seeing the Doug Day short, Carl's Date, I would not be surprised if most of them have not seen Doug Days on Disney Plus. I would think that maybe this will be their first introduction to Doug Days is watching the short that appears before Elemental.
So the second episode is Puppies. So and by the way, I think this is a very cute episode,
It
I
is
think, of
adorable,
this.
yeah.
Yeah, like, and but obviously it starts off very cute, but then you realize that, Doug has like, a breaking point at some point, which,
Yeah,
is
like he has all these toys that he loves, and then when the puppies come about, he's having issues with controlling the puppies because, well, they're puppies. They're essentially like small babies. They don't know right from wrong. They don't know orders. They're just running around and causing chaos. And then when the puppies see that Doug has all of these toys that they can play with, they rip it apart. But at the same time, since they're puppies and they're still new to a lot of things, they're actually afraid of the squirrel. And so Doug protects them. And so he has this bonding with the puppies. And just like puppies, they bite a lot because they don't know their own strength of their teeth. And puppy teeth are pretty sharp. They're almost like pointy. For those who have experience with puppies, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so, yeah, it is a very adorable episode because there's puppies in it. I mean, anything with puppies is adorable. And yeah, the fact that Doug was able to interact with all these puppies and trying to like teach them about, how to do certain things like howling and protecting from squirrels and barking and all that kind of stuff, I thought that that was really, really sweet.
Okay, and then I really have much to add that really. I think you've described it pretty well, and I think there's I mean that's one thing I would say about these episodes. They can be described pretty quickly because they're not very long at all, and I mean we've only got like five of them to go through
Yeah,
pretty much.
exactly.
So
So let's just go about the third one.
okay, so the third one is Flowers. So Doug gets a chance to experience fire sorry get fireworks for the first time, but soon realizes that he doesn't like them as much as Carl for obvious reasons because dogs do not like fireworks. But the one thing I would say about this episode is when I first saw it, I thought, is this like a reference to the 4th of July? But no, apparently it's the 150th anniversary of the town, apparently.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense because usually small towns like that, they would have like these major celebrations. And one of the most common things to have as a celebration are fireworks. I mean, whenever did you guys have like your celebrations? You don't really do fireworks because I remember last year when I was in Manchester, where you guys would have like your big celebrations where you have like all of these like vendors and stuff like that. You guys don't really have fireworks, do you?
Well, I think there's a realization now coming in that we have a lot of like bird sanctuaries and things like that, and these fireworks do scare birds and do kill them. So like there is sort of like a bit of a like a drawback now to like people like buy, buying umpteen amounts of fireworks pretty much. So I don't think it's becoming as much as I think fireworks aren't as being as relevant as they are now. I think definitely not compared to the United States. America, love fireworks.
We
Come
do
on.
love our fireworks. I mean,
Yeah,
if you ever go
definitely.
to Disney World, you will see fireworks every single night.
So, in regards to what Flowers, I mean, like, it really makes a lot of sense because, like, we always makes it's been told, like, in regards to fireworks displays, do not bring dogs outside,
No,
like,
in
going to
fact,
indoors indoors.
we're currently watching our cousin's dog, and when fireworks were being, shooting out on the sky, he ran into my room and he was shaking because he hated the sound of fireworks. So, yeah, I know exactly from experience about seeing a dog who does not like fireworks.
So that's pretty much what Doug Williams goes through, and but I mean Carl comes up with the idea of like putting some headphones on him, and then all of a sudden he seems to like the fireworks because they're not so loud anymore, which I mean I don't know how to feel about that. Like I mean I don't know if that's a thing like people would do with
I
dogs.
really don't know. I mean, I know for people, sure, but for
Yeah.
dogs, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it would make more sense if like this was a kid like had like auditory, sensitivity, but like in regards to like Doug, I mean like I don't know if you can really make the same connections, can you?
I don't know. I mean, I've never done that for any of the dogs that we've owned where we would put headphones on them. I mean, if anybody who owns dogs and you put headphones on them for the loud noise, please let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, like it's something that we haven't really ever done with a dog before, really. So
Yeah.
yeah. Okay, so the next one is Smell, and by the way, I think dare I say, I think this is probably like my favorite episode. I think out of the lot, in my opinion. So Doug finds like a really weird smell that he can't really decipher like what it actually is, and it's obviously grabbing his attention. So he goes out and tries to find it, and then he realizes that it's actually a fire, and so obviously he's in panic, and he goes off to tell Carl. But unfortunately, during the his run back down to the house, he loses his collar, and so he basically has to tell Carl, without the use of his collar, be able to tell what the firework is. Sorry, not firework. Tell him where the fire is, and so he ends up having to like basically drag him down the street in order to say where the fire is, and basically he gets a hero's badge because of it.
Yeah, that's actually very sweet that he's able to have one episode where he's actually saving the day as opposed to like causing all the trouble.
Yeah, like, and I think it's nice to see that. And I think in my opinion, I think it puts a dog in a good light, which I think is what you should really do with your antagonist, really.
Yeah, I do agree. And I also think that all the little jokes where you see like Doug sniffing all the things, like, okay, this is the smell of flowers, this is the smell of a car, this is the smell of a person, and then the smell of hot dogs. Like every single time where he sees like a hot dog, he's like, I must not eat it, this is not mine, I was not given this food, and then he eats it anyway. And I thought that that was actually pretty funny.
Okay, and also the last episode is science. So Russell helps Doug find a new way to communicate with his neighbors. So, well, effectively, what Russell ends up doing is he ends up taking Muntz's collar technology, ends up miniaturizing it, and then attaching them to the birds and even the squirrel. So
Yes.
basically, now we all know what they're saying. We know what they sound like, effectively.
Yeah, and this is the only episode that Russell appears in, and they actually took old recordings from Up that were never used in the movie and implemented into Russell's character, as opposed to like hiring a new kid to voice as Russell, or even trying to bring Russell back, like the original voice actor. But even then, two reasons. One, he's way past puberty. I mean, Up came out in 2009, and we can assume at this point in time that he doesn't have the same voice anymore. And two, he's already retired from acting. So yeah, they couldn't probably find him. Very similar to how they were actually struggling to find the original voice of Andy when they were producing Toy Story 3, but then they finally found him after years of searching. So yeah, what you're listening to when you watch that episode is old recordings of Russell when they were doing Up back in 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
So.
yeah, I thought that was a really interesting idea that you hear the perspective of the squirrel and the bird when Doug is given a piece of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich from Russell, and then they're arguing about like, I should get this food because I was given this food. This is mine. And then the squirrel and the bird make the argument about like, hey, I mean, at least you don't have to like worry about finding your food outside. I mean, you're actually given food because you're a pet. And that's part of the episode in which like Doug is told by Carl that he's his pet. And so it's kind of like an insulting thing for Doug because it's like, oh, I'm a pet. I don't have to worry about like, trying to find food and shelter. It's already given to me. And then he gives the squirrel and the bird the sandwich, and then finally, it actually concludes it very, very well. It's probably like one of the best endings to a series that you can ask for, in which like you have Doug asking him, and am I your pet? And then Carl's like, yeah, well, but you're more than my pet, you're my best friend. And the whole dog is man's best friend thing. And so it just ends it right there. Yeah, I really do enjoy that they were able to play the dynamics between all the three characters again because we hadn't seen them in so long. So yeah, I would say that for five episodes lasting for less than an hour, I would say this was a pretty solid miniseries.
Yeah, like it does make you want to see more. I definitely say that. Like after going through all these episodes, dare I say, like it's. I mean, obviously, when we get Carl's first date, coming up in in the before Elemental, but so it's kind of sad that that's going to basically be the last episode of Dog Days. But as we all know, Carl Fredrickson's voice actor unfortunately passed away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he passed away a few days even before they even aired Doug Days on Disney Plus. So he was never able to see the final product.
Yeah. So, but for what it is, Duck Days, I think is a good series. So,
Yeah, I would say it's even better than Monsters at Work, even though it's a lot less
sure. So,
episodes
yeah, exactly.
and
That
it
part.
had a lot less time to watch. Like, how many episodes was Monsters at Work? 13?
Yeah,
Yeah, it was 13 episodes.
it did like several hours and basically accomplished only a certain amount within like 90 minutes, effectively.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, and here's Doug Days that goes on under an hour and basically accomplishes everything it goes out to accomplish.
Yeah,
Basically,
that
that's
says a lot.
sad.
That's
Yeah.
really sad. Yeah. The fact that we were able to get a lot more with Doug Days, and it's based off of a movie that Aaron and I have mixed opinions on, as opposed to like Monsters, Inc., where Aaron and I, we even said it was in our top five favorite Pixar movies, and it was able to do a lot less to it, which, wow, that's pretty disappointing.
No, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah, so should we rank it?
I mean, like, if we were to give it a rating, I mean, like, it is a, even though it goes on too short, I mean, I would say that it is a pretty solid series and I would recommend it to everybody. So, I mean, I'm gonna go with 8.5, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I would give it an 8. I would say that it's definitely a solid series for you to check out. If you are a fan of Up, if Up is one of your favorite Pixar movies, then do not skip on this whatsoever. This is a nice continuation of Carl and Doug, and you get, even though that they were short, the experience of watching the series to, you know, to kind of like catch up with the characters is a very, very sweet one. Definitely a recommendation to check out.
Defo. Okay then, so I guess that's us for picks, Mix, and until we go see Elemental. So one of us has already seen it, and the other one is still pending. So until then, once we both go and see it, we'll definitely tell you all about it.
All
So,
right. So until then, everyone, take care and bye-bye.
bye bye.